improvising sound, but it's songs of great passion, both rejoicing and despair. And if you think of Fiddler on the Roof in If I Were a Rich Man, when yes, yes. So, yeah, exactly. so that is the tradition we're drawing from, and yeah, so it is. I tried to do some research, but it's one of those traditions that is so rooted in folk tradition that even the experts that I consulted had a hard time explaining to me how do you create one. Hmm. And part of that is that it has a simplicity to it, but again, that has that layer of complexity of every sound in Hebrew, every letter in the Hebrew alphabet having a meaning to it. So honestly, I don't know what I'm saying when I'm making these sounds. So I'm just assuming it's coming out of an inspired place of goodness, and I'm yes, not in accidentally cursing anyone, unless they need to be cursed.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I suppose that those are all things that we find out as the singing and the song making happens. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to turn back to Greg and sort of ask you to riff a little bit on that.
Okay. What else can I say about it? I'm playing it on bouzouki. As I said, the universal instrument that it lends itself really well to klezmer music. You see bouzouki players in klezmer bands. It's spread that far and wide. I morph into something that is a little bit more what we would call Middle Eastern as we move into Egypt and into the Exodus story itself, where the Egyptians are chasing everybody to the Red Sea. So that's just a preview.
Okay.
Of what I'll play a little bit later on.
Okay. You know, I want to go back to this connection between Hebrew and Cherokee. One of the things that I learned from you all about your work through Say It, Sing It, Play It in Cherokee was this connection for you all between about language revitalization and the two languages.
Yeah.
Well, you want to talk a little bit about that, Chris?
Sure. One of the things that a story that we came across was that Hebrew at one time was an endangered language. And it was one person, one particular rabbi who got the idea to bring it to his house and teach his children to speak Hebrew that kind of sparked a whole movement. And when you think about how many people now speak Hebrew, it's pretty staggering that it could start with that one scholar. So I was inspired hearing that story partially to thinking that even though things look bad for a lot of languages, it's never the end as long as there's at least one person who's trying. And when you're talking about endangered languages, even the act of hearing an endangered language or hearing particular words and like, you know, how to say hello, how to say thank you, how to count to three, even those simple, seemingly simple acts is an act of revolution and revitalization. So everything counts, basically.
And if I could just add, in addition to Hebrew having been an endangered language, Yiddish has been considered an endangered language, and now it's on Broadway in the most recent production of Fiddler on the Roof, and it drawing people who don't speak Yiddish at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to just sort of time check a little bit. I'm wondering, we're just after the midpoint of the show, and Greg, I'm so eager to listen to a little bit of what you have to offer in terms of playing. You've got a guitar at the ready. I'm wondering if I can ask you to introduce a little piece.
Yeah, sure. What's convenient for us to do first is to play a little bit of Chooch's music.
Chooch, and Cherokee Chooch is
Chooch is the Cherokee boy. And what this little medley begins with is what I consider Chooch's theme. He appears as a really bouncy, kind of mischievous kid at first. So it begins with this very bouncy, Appalachian-themed piece of music, and then moves into the theme of the Trail of Tears, which is an original piece of music. So here we go.
Thank you so much. That was just simply beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yeah, we are going to take a short break, and we're going to be back here on Sanctuary after this message.
Welcome to Black History Month 2020 on KFAI.
The Black Devation, February 22nd, 12 midnight.
Deja Joel and Dr. Joy.
Angela Williams.
JQ Sound.
DJ Eddie Scissorhands.
JB and Wyatt.
Counter Stories Live.
Amake Kuwat.
Danielle Mkali.
Gabriella S.
Denitrick Powers.
And more here on KFAI.
Radio Without Boundaries.
Alors, pour la santé de notre communauté, remplissez le recensement de 2020. Un décompte précis de notre communauté a une incidence sur le financement public de nos écoles, de nos routes et bien sûr de nos centres de santé. Les informations que vous fournissez resteront confidentielles.
Façonnez votre avenir. Commencez ici à 2020census.gov. Payé par le Bureau de recensement des États-Unis.
I think we can all agree that good health is precious. So for the health of our community, complete the 2020 census. A precise count of our community has an impact on public funding of our schools, our roads, and of course our health centers. The information you provide will remain confidential. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by the United States Census Bureau.
And we're back here on Sanctuary Arts and Activism. And I am in studio here with Chris Griffith, Sherry Aronson, and Greg Haragus of Z Puppets. And we have just heard a few minutes ago one of the songs that is a part of the new production, Through the Narrows, that is happening at Z Puppets coming up on March 21st, 22nd, 28th, and 29th. I want to start, Chris, by asking you about the character that you're playing in Through the Narrows.
Yeah. So in Through the Narrows, what we're doing is we're trying to sort of mash up the two stories of the Hebrew Red Sea, the Egyptians' crossing of the Red Sea, with the Trail of Tears, the Cherokee Trail of Tears. The Trail of Tears is kind of a broad term that can refer to many tribes that were that underwent forced removal in the mid-1800s. But because I'm Cherokee, I'm focused on the Cherokee story. And I wanted to, you know, the Trail of Tears is a very heavy subject, and it's very complicated, and it has a lot of nuanced details to it. And I wanted to try to figure out how to get at the emotional piece of that, or how do we kind of distill some emotions about it. So I went around that thinking about seeing it through the eyes of a six-year-old boy. There's a tradition in Cherokee stories. There are stories about little people that kind of might mirror some more European understandings of fairies or, you know, that kind of thing. But there's little people that often would come and warn the Cherokee when trouble was about to happen. Or sometimes if you're out at night and you hear them singing, you follow their voices and you might be gone for a long time if you come back at all, right? So I imagined that this six-year-old boy, his name is Chooch, is about to celebrate his birthday, and he's sent to the river to get some water for the family. And while he's down at the river, the soldiers come and take his family away. And simultaneously, he encounters some little people who take him to safety in a cave in a mountain. And so he kind of enters this timeless space and lives with the little people and has a great adventure as a six-year-old boy would see that, until he comes back. They bring him back to the spot later, after everybody's gone, and he has to try to kind of come to terms with what has happened and figure out what has happened. So that's Chooch's story in a nutshell, to try to get an in into the emotions of a six-year-old boy experiencing this through his family, and kind of try to play with time a little bit too, and seeing it as a timeless character, mm-hmm. Especially in that he eventually meets Ellie, this 3,500-year-old Jewish woman who was present at the crossing of the Red Sea, and they help each other in a way to get to their next stages.
How does he meet Ellie? How does Chooch meet Ellie?
Well, they happen to be in the same park, in the same place at the same time, and I don't want to give too much away, but
sure.
Yeah.
It is basically that idea of you don't know who you're standing next to, who you're walking by when you're out in the world, mm-hmm. and what stories they carry with them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, two things. It is not lost on me that we're here on February 17th talking about the Trail of Tears, and, you know, at the same time,